Once I was far from my usual circuit. Far being 127th Street near 8th Avenue, as opposed to 133rd and Lenox. I wasn't walking slowly. I wasn't looking for a story. Despite carrying on at a normal pace, with a normal attention to my own business, I heard an old man tell a short, yet complete, and completely staggering tale. He said, "He kicked me in the head and I stabbed that cracker in the heart, and he died. My daddy brought me here in the back of a truck." It's a long story, indeed.
Like spinners looking like we going when we really stop. Oh man, I pops that gun that all my folks run. Shoot for these stars to get us some. That eternal hard dance beat, never done. Taking hella chance under the moon and sun. 21.
I dropped and spun, firing two rounds from my gun. While Spoon covered Brit with his shit, this caught the Grays by surprise. And I put two slugs twixt their eyes. Then we used Brit's body to split.
Senegal, Dakar, Magbo, Akalif, Jaya, Umi, and Miriam, ha! Come on!
Ce corps, ce souffle, ce bir, ce lèvre nuère, ce way, ce mode, ce lèvre poulet. Defense.
anya krer fau yidu guti ya u fortela harito wiyo wiyo fau ni yakala toga amdam wiyo oh oh fau ni umbasla toga manayam
ilige yoki wadi wa nongolo nena welbude muni nyu boku resulta tingi dembe yam fay dunia ilige yoki wadi wa nongolo nena
The building still looked unoccupied, but a large sign now hung from its facade. The building is called the Ellison. To advertise the property, the sign shows a photograph of a handsome, clean-cut young black man in a suit. He is shown in regal profile, his eyes are closed, his chin is lifted toward the sky. Change your state of mind, begins the sales pitch for the new condominiums. The man on the sign looks lost in contemplation, on the brink of transcendence, about to receive some celestial enlightenment. Or maybe he has just thrown back his head and is about to unleash a howling laugh.
You're contagious. You're in my veins. Like blood. This must be love.
Hey, you know I used to love you, and I still do now. But we just can't be together, and you know it's true that I did all I could to love you, unconditional.
Gave you alone, and did not at all, yes, yeah.
Don't give it all up to me.
You're contagious. You're in my veins, like blood, like the air I breathe.
Don't give it all up to me.
You're contagious, in my veins, like blood, like the air I breathe.
Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture, the New York Public Library, located at 135th Street and Malcolm X Boulevard in Manhattan. Our exhibition galleries are open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. The exhibition What's Up at the Schomburg, a 25-year retrospective, is on view until February 2011. For library contact the research division, press 1. For the gift shop, open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and to buy tickets for programs.
Rose and Latimer set up a program meetings and book discussions, and most important, build a small collection of books, periodicals, and clippings people in Africa and America. Poolist Mella Larson worked librarian. It's County Cullen and regular patrons. Any other seekers whose purposes and accomplishments will never came to the library. It became so that the librarians, after consulting a committee of local intellectuals, removed the isolation in the Linding Library, keeping the upper floor of the branch, where they could only be retrieved for reference on the premises. The few books available on Black history were so frequently and so much in demand that many hard-to-find, replaceable books. Yet when I look at various students, scholars, theists, leaders working at Mr. I know he was accurate in the melancholy that compels us all, a yearning for the past masters were irrevocably torn. Thus, Ruth Berg, Kemet, we are all looking for the underground city. Sometimes it seems the library is that city, and we at the library under its street, yet in a crowd,
walking with our heads down to solve mysteries written on the pavement.
Message from the Federal Department of Urban Affairs. General Motors, under the guidance of the U.S. Treasury, has acquired the Prius product line from the Toyota Corporation. Beginning in April 2011, Americans currently residing in key designated under-urbanized areas will have the choice to accept an exchange of 400 square feet of a new urban residence and a Prius vehicle in return for their existing place of residence. Cultural acclimation training will be provided in affiliation with local nonprofits. This is not a handout. This is an investment in American manufacturing, green jobs, and our existing urban infrastructure.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
I tell you why I love him.
Yes.
I got drunk this morning.
Yes.
I didn't only get drunk this morning.
Yes.
I got drunk for the Lord.
Yes.
I was 14.
14 years old.
Yes.
I said, oh
Lord,
here's my hand.
Yes.
I know I'm young, but they're not too young to feel for you. Here's my heart. I know I'm young, but I'm not too young to love for you. Is he all right? Is the Lord all right? Is he all right? Has he ever done anything for you? He has. You ought to say yes.
Tried to take it on in. million people, and I didn't have a single friend. Don't you know, New York was killing me. Yes, I was standing there and dying, and New York was killing me. Seemed like I need to start over and go back home in Jackson, Tennessee. Lord have mercy, mercy on me. Yeah, Lord have mercy on me.
Late in the course of things, when the struggle over 125th Street had already been lost, but I was still going to meetings, a leader from Harlem's chapter of the new Black Panther Party objected to what he saw as the underestimating of his group's contribution. In the midst of a discussion to plan yet another town hall assembly, someone suggested that the new Black Panther Party be asked to provide security. The request was met with mild offense. "We're not just security," he said. As an example of their other activities, he described an initiative that he called Affirmation Marches, in which members of the party marched through the neighborhood in military formation while shouting uplifting slogans. They were, he said, letting people know that black is still beautiful. I wrote this down in the margin of a page separate from the one I was using to record the meeting's minutes. The comment was not immediately germane to the agenda or to organizational business, but it seemed to summarize, quite deftly, the magnitude of the current crisis. I saw a pair of women planted at the intersection of 133rd and Lenox, right near my building. They were preaching and singing, holding a two-woman revival without a tent and without an audience. Their congregants were the people passing by. Their production was broadcast into the night by a microphone and a portable amplifier. They are often there on summer nights, so I walked briskly by them, scarcely looking up as I passed. Their song followed me from behind, accompanied by the tinny syncopation of a single tambourine. I have a feeling, I have a feeling, I have a feeling everything is gonna be all right. I turned the corner quickly because I did not share the sentiment.
Yeah.
Ready? Okay. Colored woman calling first thing in the morning.
655.
Colored man calling first thing in the morning.
622.
White woman calling first thing in the morning.
852.
White man calling first thing in the morning.
258.
Black cat crossing path.
142.
White cat crossing path.
318.
Dog barking at you.
466.
To meet a cross-eyed colored man.
659.
To meet a cross-eyed white man.
752.
To meet a cross-eyed white woman.
775.
To be approached by a beggar early in the morning.
336.
Carrying stick around blackjack game.
668.
To hear a man play the dozen.
912.
To hear a woman play the dozen.
012.
To see a car hit a colored man.
312.
To see a car hit a colored woman.
621.
To see a car hit a white man.
972.
To see a car hit a white woman.
749.
To meet an old girlfriend.
133.
To meet an old boyfriend.
355.
To see cats fighting.
345.
To see dogs fighting.
545.
To see a funeral procession.
371.
To see a wedding.
243.
To see a mule.
555.
To see a crowd.
882.
To see a riot.
222.
To see a gang fight.
228.
To see cops chasing bandits.
299.
To see a holdup.
613.
To see a fire.
424.
To see fire engines rushing.
302.
To see two men fighting.
797.
To see two women fighting.
798.
To see an automobile accident.
112.
To see a trolley car hit a person.
511.
To see an Elks parade.
888.
To see a communist demonstration.
615.
To meet your sweetheart unexpectedly.
757.
To trip while walking.
481.
To shout for joy.
327.
To meet a colored number runner unexpectedly.
718.
To meet a white number runner unexpectedly.
757.
To meet a circus parade.
711.
To meet a colored actor on the street looking for work.
510.
To see an organ grinder.
103.
To pass a person smoking reefer.
028.
To have a barber cut your face.
367.
To see a man thrown out of a speakeasy.
641.
To see a woman thrown out of a speakeasy.
580.
To see a crap game on a street corner.
238.
To see a speakeasy raided.
679.
At the base of certain lampposts, someone has stenciled messages in spray paint. All along Lenox Avenue, 7th Avenue, and 8th Avenue are reminders of a struggle that elsewhere has gone underground. At the base of certain lampposts, someone has stenciled messages in spray paint. All along Lenox Avenue, 7th Avenue, and 8th Avenue are reminders of a struggle that elsewhere has gone underground. We demand reparations for slavery and they stole us, they sold us, they owe us reparations for slavery now, and the Huey P. Newton reader, that's what's up, and we demand universal health care as reparations for slavery, and we have not forgotten reparations for slavery, and why are you scared of reparations? These near-permanent ciphers have begun to fade, covered with layers of grime. They have the effect of a subliminal message, quickly flashing at the edge of consciousness. You must be looking down to see them or be otherwise disconnected from your surroundings. They are quick enough to read as you are just about to step into a busy intersection. Now. But there is no information about how the goal will be achieved or how to join the cause. Some are exhortations, some are demands, and the placement of the signs at various intersections in Harlem suggests that the audience of the exhortation and the target of the demand is the same, or overlapping, or otherwise indeterminate.
Style getting used to new school, old school, Cocoa Puff, cuckoo, choo-choo, choose to be half Lisa Simpson, half Ralphie. Click my TV to Pacini, falling off the balcony, South Beach diet. Powder me up, powder me down, white riot. Sublime cover band types like it. Maybe you should try it. Maybe you should buy it. You should probably buy it. Shorty said we look like. Shorty said we look. I wanna ride on my own though. Try to save a world like Bono. Be the token brother in an Afro-Disserono. Ho ho ho, Merry Kwanzaa. Hanukkah, Ramadan, got more rhymes than Jay-Elect got. Rama Lama, Ding Dong, Gamelan, Parmesan cheese on the ravioli. Holy Spicoli, Batman, I'm Sean Penn. She said we look like. She said we look like.
We are family. At least that's what we look like, we might be. We are family. At least that's what we look like, we might be.
I got more rhymes. rhymes and Puerto Ricans got cousins. Bug life tidy on my stomach cause we buzzing. Shrug life tidy on my back cause I'm shrugging. Nice guy on the train, steady mean mugging. On the Upper West Side like Jews do, one line. Seen Juju's cousin on the F train one time. I like Porter, yes I got dumb rhymes. Sit back, relax cause we finna have a fun time. You think I'm reeking cause the way that I be speaking and the shorties that I'm freaking, plus the people that we reaching with this music. People think we stupid, then they peep the tape and smarten up to the movement. Yeah, I'm the monster, the one without the beard. People think I'm Spanish cause the other one look weird. Look here, nasty, something like Gargamel. That's racist, our complexion is caramel. That's racist, that's racist.
We are family. At least that's what we look like we might be. We are family. At least that's what we look like we might be.
Green English, but proficient in black and knees. So many trees, I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Kami, Pinko, Schizo, Binko, Belova. Performing my Sharona. Talent shows across Corona. Drinking Coronas in Daytona. Loner, Belova on my wrist. Beluga, caviar in my tummy. Brendan Fraser in the mummy. Typecasted time traveler action. I'm counting Jacksons with black friends. Counting tens and Benzes with white friends. Wondering if suicide's a largely white trend. Google it later and confirm that. I then stars and stripes. Man, give me my stipend. We all right, type tight, man. We get along.
We are family. At least that's what we look like we might be. We are family. At least that's what we look like we might be.
Este es un mensaje del Departamento Federal de Asuntos Urbanos. General Motors, junto con la Tesorería de los Estados Unidos, ha adquirido la línea de productos Prius de Toyota Corporation. Comenzando en abril 2011, estadounidenses que actualmente residen en áreas de bajo urbanización tendrán la opción de aceptar un intercambio de 400 pies cuadrados de una residencia nueva y un vehículo Prius por su residencia actual. Se ofrecerá talleres para aclimación cultural. Esto es una inversión en la manufacturación estadounidense, trabajos verdes y nuestra infraestructura urbana.
Yeah, 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 ese león, león. Secreto, en tu área, suena.
No hay puta, todo el mundo en ropa interior. Super low, dale a tu merece tambor. Kick it low, la pista sale vapor.
Poco a poco, gota a gota, cae el sudor. Y suda gota a gota, y le toca ahí el sudor. Y suda gota a gota, y que retumbe el tambor. Y suda gota a gota, en la pista hay vapor. Y será mejor que le hable a los bomberos.
Yo, you ready? Wow. Jump in, man. What happened to you, man? Yeah, jump in. Yeah. We're going up the road, man. Pull up. Yo, I'm pulling off right now. I'm not waiting for nobody. You see me, I say? Yeah, man. $2 now, man. What happened to you, man? $2 now.
Yeah, I'm
we
going up to Lena.
Last year. What happened to you? Yeah, we're a van driver. You took a van driver.
Word.
I feel make money, man. What happened to you? Long hey, you're rude time. Boy. You listen to reggae music?
Oh, me?
You, yeah, man. You, me, I talk.
Word. Yeah,
you
man.
You listen reggae?
Yeah, me listen reggae
oh,
music.
Yeah, I tell you, go on. I say, you know, listen reggae. You have to listen reggae music
yeah,
in
yeah,
these
yeah,
times.
Man.
But me I tell
I
them, man,
the
you're
music,
them tune,
man.
You know, me, I'm a Utica band driver. Me play them tune, you yeah. Brand new release, me have enough.
True.
You got it. You ready right. For this?
So play it then.
I'm not ready, no, because me play reggae music in my van. My personal roots van, me play reggae music every time. I don't care who no cater
so let go the tune,
see?
Stop the long
yeah,
talking,
yeah, you say,
man. Let go the rhythm.
Road, listen this one, yeah. Brand new release. Listen it. My Lord. Yes. Word.
Yo. Where you get this tune, man?
What do you mean,
yo,
when we get this
one? This is my song, man. This song ain't even released yet,
yo. My thing, man. Let me not play. Not my personal roots, man.
Yo,
yeah, man.
Where did you get this tune, man?
flow, man, alive, why am I get it from, man?
Yo, give me this song, that's
let go my thing, boy. No, you're not playing my thing.
Instead of buy an electric generator, why not just go buy a solar, a few solar panels, a converter, some storage batteries, and you hook in a simple propeller like a windmill to that, and the sun not shine, breeze blowing, it generating power. Don't take much. For under for $5,000, you can put in a solar unit in your house, you know, which supply you with all the power you need. I have a little cabin up in the hills in Jamaica, little hut. And we have solar energy, one panel, two storage battery, a converter, and I have a power I need for anything, you know. See what I mean? So it's not hard, but it's just true. A certain guys want to manipulate you and get money from you so you can work for them. I mean, but that's what them people up in them areas have to start doing, and that's what everybody have to start doing, because that's just so Delroy Wilson said, you spit in the sky, it must fall in your eye, and that's no lie, and that's what they really try to do. Mankind technology, why them not take some computer and get the people, since computer so big and bad, why computer not turn on the light, eh? Them have to go back to the chop down some tree and build some wood fire and cook some food, get go riverside and catch water, the same river where them same one pollute up, you know, and use the same snow and melt down and make water like them ancient ancestors used to do, and stop relying on water company and light company and telephone company for supply you need, because them will let you down, you understand? And then those you not wait till it start, them same things start in the cities. The cleansing is coming, the great equalizer, which quite equalize mankind. All the money them have, all the millions of dollars them have, can I give them some water, or give them some power. With all the money them have, it means nothing, everybody equal. You know what I mean? And that's how God go equalize everything on the earth, where anything go down when you walk out. When you run supermarket, not going to have no food, you know, trust me. Okay, supermarket, not going to have no food, when it happens, when it comes. For the most I'm not joking. Same thing happened when Ron would fall. Them was all party time and getting down. You know what I mean? Same thing that happened. Don't get caught that way again. Getting out of these cities and going up to the hills, set up yourself a little cabin and get back to basics.
On Lenox Avenue, a bouquet of synthetic yellow roses is fastened to a tree with strong cellophane tape. Above this offering is a photo of a young man who stares hard at the camera while embracing a pit bull. The image is laminated to withstand the elements, and it has survived for many months. Someone seems to be tending the empty cardboard box that, turned on its side as a makeshift altar, shelters the votive candles that are readily available from bodegas, botanicas, and 99-cent stores. Often they are blown out by the wind. One night, passing such an arrangement and seeing that all the candles had succumbed, I searched my purse for matches to light them again. Similar memorials are found on trees, on corners, near subway stations, in front of a building, or a favorite hangout spot. Someone had been there, in that spot. That person was not there any longer. But the significance of location expanded in my mind when my neighbors told me, in the midst of our customary greetings, that a young woman had been stabbed to death the night before on the corner of our block, and a few days later, a wreath held aloft on a stand festooned with red ribbons and roses marked the spot where she fell. It's possible that when I am rushing to see my favorite parts of the parade, I miss the passage of certain floats and dignitaries. You will say, what about Pigfoot Mary and Porkchop Davis and Carl Van Vechten? But look, there they are marching, and there is the man who brings a van from North Carolina loaded with sausage links, boiled peanuts, pickled eggs and peaches and sorghum syrup and collard greens, which he sells from the street. There are the girls playing double dutch, there is that man who kept a tiger in his apartment, and yes, oh, there is Bill Clinton. We see him so infrequently at his office on 125th Street. There is this week's winner of Amateur Night at the Apollo. There are the Korean-American owners of Harlem's most popular chain of soul food buffet restaurants. There are those socialites going to the fabulous Harlem Renaissance parties, which I am quite tired of hearing about. They are all gathered at the parade. There is that man who asked me how long one had to live in Harlem before being allowed to write a book about it, implying, of course, that I had not lived in Harlem long enough to write a book about it. But what happened to the African hair braiding ladies? What about the new boutiques? Where is your gospel brunch with chicken and waffles? Why didn't I mention the Collier brothers? ¿Y por qué no digo nada sobre el barrio? I will say, oh, but they are all there. You must have missed them marching by. And I will say, it is getting dark. I should be going home soon. See you next year at the parade.